Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Emily Rentes. She's a transformational coach and mental health practitioner based in New York, and her specialty is in merger and acquisitions. I have KG Moses. She is the founder of Maya's Legacy, supporting women and families who have suffered from pregnancy loss. And I have Eric Smith. He's a leader at LaunchPoint Labs, where they help entrepreneurs grow their businesses from scratch. The question I have today: why is it so hard to say that hurt my feelings? Eric, can you kick us off?
Yeah, definitely. I love this question, you know, so much. And I think the reason why it's sometimes difficult for people to say that is for two factors. One, I think pride, right? Like, you don't want people to know that they actually hurt your feelings. And some people are putting up a tough exterior, and they don't want people to know that they got to them and it hurt their feelings, whatever action they did that actually generated that outcome. They don't want anyone to know that that happened. And then, you know, on the opposite side of pride, you might have some self-doubt. Like, should that have hurt my feelings? Like, was that something that should have gotten to me as much as it did? And, you know, like, it could have been something major that definitely should have hurt your feelings, but you still might have that little ounce of doubt in your mind of like, well, maybe they didn't mean it like that, or maybe I shouldn't take it as negative as I did. I think those two things, pride and self-doubt, can really make it hard to say, you know, you hurt my feelings.
I think I was going to say that sometimes we haven't been taught to prioritize ourselves. Mm-hmm. So if you've grown up in an environment where you've been conditioned that you are not important and your feelings are not important, then you haven't developed the skills to be able to communicate what your feelings are, or you're self-aware enough to be able to say, actually, that really hurt my. So you're always putting yourself at the bottom of the list, and therefore you go through life, you know, getting hurt over and over again and not actually setting those boundaries.
You know, the part where you just said that, Keji, the part of the conditioning and how we have been conditioned in how we respond to our environment. And if our environment has maybe at times not allowed us to express ourselves fully, or if when we did tell somebody that our feelings were hurt, their reaction or consequences of it could also leave a lasting impression in someone. Also telling somebody how you feel in the sense of their impact and what happened is also kind of a form of kind of, you know, conflict resolution, you know, talking about difficult things. A lot of people struggle with confrontation, and confrontation is not always bad. It's about how you approach the confrontation, how you engage in the confrontation. When do you realize that the confrontation is getting to an unhealthy place where it's not good for one another? So when we have these experiences, they mold our ability to then show up in the future and how we do want to tell others how they made us feel.
I love the way all of you have kind of talked about the vulnerability of saying you hurt my feelings. And I know for me, a common thing when I was a kid, if something hurt your feelings, you were always told you're too sensitive. I was joking. And so people would tell me I wasn't allowed to feel that way. And as an adult, I came up with a really snarky response where I would say to people, it's not my job to be tough enough for you to cut me and be okay while you laugh while I bleed. That really takes people aback when I say something like that. But if I am vulnerable enough to say to you, that hurt my feelings, I don't expect you to laugh at me.
Yeah. I mean, somebody may not understand why you're feeling that way, right? Or feel the same way, right? But to immediately react in a way that you're pushing away and not acknowledging or accepting what that person is feeling, you're invalidating that person's experience. You're kind of saying that's not relevant, that's not important, that's silly, that's, you know, you're blowing this out of proportion, or, you know, you're being difficult. But that doesn't mean you have to agree with the person. And I think that sometimes when people are having these confrontations, they think that they have to automatically understand right away, or, you know, and it's just really about, let's just listen about what happened that this person is feeling this way.
Mm-hmm. Eric, did you have something you wanted to add?
Well, I think that, you know, on the flip side of it, it's, you know, if someone is saying, you know, that hurt my feelings, you got to have empathy, enough empathy to understand that, like, what you said or what you did was out of line and it had a strong impact on someone. And if you lack empathy, then of course you're going to come back and you're going to say something along the lines of like, you should suck it up, it shouldn't affect you this much. Like, you should get over it. Like, mm-hmm. And that definitely stops people from expressing how they are feeling when something negative happens to them.
Mm-hmm. Are we in a culture where feelings aren't okay? Like, logic is the way it goes, and that you're not allowed to have feelings. Is that part of why this is hard to say?
Mm. Yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that. There's a tendency to, I think, people, you say, you know, you need to have resilience, you need to have a tough skin, you know, you don't need to get upset about every little thing. And I get that to a certain degree. But at the same time, I think that we should be free enough to be able to say, if somebody has hurt us, to be able to vocalize that, because that's part of building relationship as well, isn't it? And it's part of growth, because how could we get along with one another if we are not able to kind of be open enough to say those things which have really hurt us? And so even in the work environment, you know, there's a tendency to say, you know, don't say that to your boss, you know, because, you know, next time you want to get a promotion, you might not get a promotion because now you're speaking up. And I don't agree with that. I believe that, you know, having those difficult conversations actually make that relationship grow stronger. Mm-hmm. And it gives you a level of understanding. So you understand each other a lot more better.
So then the other question I have, Emily, did you want to go ahead?
Thank you. I was going to say the logic part of also, you know, it's easy to put things in this bucket and that bucket and, you know, this is what it looks like and logic is great and 2 + 2 and, you know, that's a definite answer, right? Mm-hmm. But with emotions and the relationships, those are complex ideas. And sometimes those answers don't happen right away. And sometimes people tend to favor the logic because it's more definite, it's more fixed, it's more concrete. But when you move away from that and you move towards ambiguity or abstractness or kind of understanding kind of things in a bigger way, it's like, oh, this is not so black and white too. Mm-hmm. So that gray area creates a lot of uncertainty and feelings of uncomfortability for people to deal with. So, you know, logic is always great to lean towards for definite answers.
So if someone says to you, that hurt my feelings, how do you respond if you don't understand?
I want to understand what specifically, you know, what was that experience like? You know, when did this occur? Is this the first time? You know, is there, at any point, did you want to say something? You know, kind of really kind of understanding what that context of that, so that you can understand that person's experience. I mean, nobody ever likes hearing anything negative. So it's not a great feeling, but that doesn't mean you have to take that feeling and like throw it back and be like, oh, no, I'm not going to deal with that.
Right.
Yeah, leading with empathy, I think, is the best way to be able to respond back to something like that. And the last thing you want to be able to do is put the focus back on like yourself. It was like, well, you did this first, or you did that first, or you said this, or you said that, and that's why I did this. Like, you want to be able to avoid that and just accept that you said something or did something that had a negative impact on someone. And you want to show empathy to how they're feeling at that moment right now. And you're hoping that, you know, you don't make that same mistake again and make someone else feel that way, you know, in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also listening is so important. You don't necessarily have to say something in that moment, and actually they might not even want you to respond. They just want you to listen to what they have to say, and just holding that space is also very important.
Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes when we get into these situations where we're hurting each other's feelings and then we feel defensive and it all just escalates on top of itself, and we may just need to take a pause and be like, hold on. We don't want to hurt each other, but we are trying to hurt each other. So let's just take a pause here a minute. And if someone has the strength to say that hurt my feelings in that moment, that's a really good pause button to say, okay, hold on, let us back up a second, because now I hurt you and you've hurt me, and let's take a breath. So I think that's a really good place for us to end a 10-minute conversation on you hurt my feelings. I think it's a really big subject, and I appreciate the three of you talking about it with me. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again really soon.